This is an iHeart podcast.
Have some fun
on a Monday,
and it is a Medal of Honor Monday. Don't think we've forgotten about that or ever will on the show. 1 hour from now, we will do Medal of Honor Monday. What do we have on tap for tonight? Well, the FBI has plans for the election. That's not good. Social media has plans for the COVID reckoning. Also not good. Does Lee Zeldin have a chance to be the governor of New York? I think he might. Kanye West in falling in love with celebrities and billionaires. We're going to talk professional sports. We're going to talk about, well, I'm actually going to defend somebody that had said something in private awful and resigned. I'll be the only person today defending this person. All that and more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'm in such a good mood tonight, I might even take some phone calls. But before we get to any of that stuff, I want to focus on something really quickly here. You have any idea what it would be like to starve to death? You ever read about it? Heard about it? You know, one thing they don't tell you about starving to death, or one thing you don't think about often until you read, is the pain and how long the pain lasts. You ever read stories about people who starve to death? Eventually, you will find that they just lay down and stop moving. Like one of the most famous cases, don't worry, I'm going somewhere with this. One of the most famous cases is obviously the Holodomor, when Stalin starved, I mean, 2, 10, pick your million, starved a lot of Ukrainians to death on purpose. And you read those stories, and it's amazing how often the person who's starving to death or entire families would just lay down. Well, why is that? One, yes, it's a lack of energy, but two, everything hurts. To move your hands hurts. To move your arms hurts. And it's not like a one little bit of pain. It's this prolonged agony as your body begins. First, it eats all the fat. And then when the fat's all gone, your body starts to eat all the protein and muscle. Your eyes glass over. It is not a pleasant way to go. It's one of the worst ways to go. And you know why I bring this up? Totally out of the blue. You know why I bring this up? Every single person from the exploration age who would get on a boat, not one with GPS, not one with motors on it, not one with the radio, Coast Guard, can you come get me? I'm lost. You get on a boat with sails and you head out to the open ocean, which is an intimidating place if you have all the modern amenities. Every single Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Christopher who hit the high seas understood full well dying from starvation was a possibility, and I mean a good one. Every single person who stood on those boats would look to his right and look to his left and say to himself, I wonder if I'm going to have to eat him, or he's going to have to eat me. Or part of the horrible stories about starvation you read are they get out on the high seas or get someplace and their body gets so weak from the lack of food and water when they run out that it's some horrible disease then comes in and finishes them off. So it's not just that you're starving, you also get to poop your guts out while you're doing it. Was that a little too graphic? I'm not even a little bit sorry. Why would I bring this up out of nowhere? Because today is Columbus Day. Now, just so you know, a quick little backstory. The country didn't come up with Columbus Day at our founding or something. This was basically done in the late 1800s to placate the Italian Americans who were under attack because we were cracking down on the mafia. It's a long story. I'm not going to go into that. But I want to go into this. What is a good person? What is a bad person? How do you qualify that? Maybe a better question to ask is, are you a good person? If we met If we met tonight after the show, we're knocking off. Look, hey, I'm in a mood for some good food. Let's go over to Red Lobster, get a beer, some shrimp scampi. And we went and we got a beer. We'd never met before. And I asked you, tell me about yourself. Would you tell me? Oh, Jesse, I ran out on my kids one time. I was bankrupt because I cheated my business partner. I got a DUI, actually hurt somebody really bad, and I left the scene of the accident. You wouldn't tell me any of those things. Why would you not? Because when you talk about you, and I'm the same, when I talk about me, I want to talk about the high points. What do I say about me? I'm the menu whisperer. I'm a world-class napper. Am I good, though? Does it make me good? I would argue I'm one of the worst people on the planet. Because I know all the things about me that you don't know. And you might argue you're one of the worst people on the planet. I think about this when we talk about history and people like Columbus. Especially because now this is supposed to be controversial. Should it be Indigenous Peoples Day? Oh, shut up. No, it shouldn't. But Columbus was a bad guy, was he? Define bad guy. Oh, no, I understand about the slavery and the killings. I get all that. That's what the world was at the time. Does that make him a bad guy? Maybe you say it does. Maybe I say it does. But I would argue maybe we shouldn't judge good or bad based on just how long the bad list is and how long the good list is, and we'll compare, but the bad was really bad and the good wasn't that good, so he's a bad guy. Maybe if you've done one really incredible, courageous thing in your life, that's something everyone should celebrate while also understanding there are some ugly things there too. And here's the thing about ugly things. We all have them. When we meet for that beer after the show tonight at Red Lobster, you're not going to tell me about your warts. I'm not going to tell you about mine. Hey, here's all my struggles. Here's all the things I've screwed up. Just flat out blew. Things that I did on purpose that were wrong. Here's my laundry list of sins, Jesse. Jesse, give me yours. We're not going to exchange that. We're going to talk, oh, my kid's a starter in football. I just got a promotion. Got a pretty wife. That's what we'll talk about. Let's keep that in mind when we bring up anybody historical. It doesn't have to be Columbus. Anybody historical. And also, we have to keep something else in mind. And you need to hear me here. And then we'll move on to some news of the day and stuff like that. You do need to keep this in mind. Every single communist in America, without exception today, all these people you see on the news and all these little liberal towns, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. Every single one of them, to a man, to a woman, they don't actually care about Christopher Columbus. And you better understand this too. They don't care about the Indians either. We're dealing with anti-humans who believe in aborting a child at the moment of its birth. Believe me when I tell you, they're not stressed out about something that happened to the Indians in the Caribbean when Columbus landed his ships there. They are, however, doing this very, very intentionally and with a purpose. And unless you get this, you will never be able to take on the communist menace. You love your home. I, the communist, I want to burn it down. If I knocked on your door tonight and I asked you to let me burn it down, what would you do? Slam the door in my face, pull a gun on me, call the cops, all of the above? Probably. The communist understands you love America. The communist understands you're not simply going to let him take a match to it. So what does he do? He tries to unmoor you from America the same way I would try to unmoor you from your home first. I wouldn't show up with a can of gasoline and matches. I would walk in and say, oh, dang, I stubbed my toe there. I bet you do that a lot, too. Oh, there's Grandpa's picture on the wall. Bet he was a bit of a racist. Ooh, this house looks like it's got asbestos in it. I would work on you and work on you and work on you and work on you until you really didn't care for your home anymore. You might set the house on fire yourself. That's what the communists have done to the American right in this country, especially when it comes to things like Columbus. They'll take advantage of your values. They'll use your values against you. And the whole thing, I guess you like genocide. You want to genocide the Native Americans? And since you're a decent person and you don't like genocide, you'll say, well, no, I mean, yeah, I guess. I guess he was a bad guy. I mean, yeah. You know what, guys? Let's change the name. They're right. Let's change the name. It's all done on purpose. This is a purposeful tactic to separate you from your home, to separate you from your country and your history. Let me tell you something before we go, and then we're going to talk politics and stuff like that. You live in a magnificent country, and you should be so proud to be an American. You are so blessed to be here. And the men who got on ships long ago and risked dying of starvation on the open ocean to bring us this, you know what I have to say? Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, Columbus and the rest of you, thank you. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. One more thing on this. I got to get to some hopeful stuff. That was a lot of starvation talk. I need to get to some hopeful stuff. What, Chris? I think it's important people know what it's like to starve to death, especially now that Biden's president. But a couple more things. I got a couple emails. Jesse, Shogun Oracle. The DOD, that's Department of Defense, by the way, is changing military base names that give respect to conservative leaders. How long before national park names and sites of Confederate victories are going to be scrubbed? I will combine that email with this little soundbite from San Antonio Spurs scumbag coach Greg Popovich today.
I'm a little confused about our city and why it's Indigenous Peoples Day / Columbus Day. Columbus? I mean, he initiated a new world genocide. That's what he did. And beginning with him and what he set in motion and what followed, the annihilation of every indigenous person in Hispaniola, which was Haiti.
What's that have to do with Confederate bases? What's that have to do with... Greg Popovich, maybe you're sitting there screaming at the radio right now, but Jesse, the natives were sacrificing people. Jesse, mass human slaughter. Jesse, they were conquering each other. Yeah. Yes, that's true. You're right. Greg Popovich knows that too. He knows. He's not worried about that. Greg Popovich, I don't know how old he is, 80, whatever, I don't care. Greg Popovich, in all his years on this earth, all the times he's laid down to go to sleep at night, has never once laid down and closed his eyes and had even a brief, stressful moment about the poor Indians that were killed by Christopher Columbus. Honey, I can't even celebrate our anniversary this year. I'm so distraught. He doesn't care about that. He cares about destroying your history because he hates the country that spoiled him so much and he wants it destroyed. The DOD, all the communists at the DOD who want to change the name of Confederate bases, not one of them have sat down at night around the dinner table and, honey, you know what, let's join hands in prayer to, well, I guess they wouldn't pray to God, to Mother Gaia, whoever these weirdo freaks pray, let's pray for the black people who were enslaved in this country. They don't give a crap. They don't care about these people. These people would take your 13-year-old son tomorrow and haul him into the doctor's office and chop his penis off and put lipstick on him. Do you think they stress about slaves? Be serious. They understand if they can simply unmoor you from that home, that you will be more apt to let them destroy it. And by the way, I hope you're still not watching professional sports. Let me clarify this. I'm not judging. I'm really not. I've watched more professional sports than you have. I've told you before all the various things I've funded and still fund. I'm trying to pull myself out of this or that, or I'll catch myself after. So I'm not looking down my nose on you in judgment. And believe me when I tell you, every single Sunday still, I think, oh, I wonder how my Giants are doing. Crap, they're not my Giants anymore. Never mind. No Giants. No, I'm not, and I don't watch. So I'm not judging you. But keep in mind, this crap never existed when I was a kid in sports. And the reason it exists now is because you won't walk away. Because if the right would stop supporting these filthy, despicable professional sports leagues, all these spoiled millionaires like Greg Popovich who luxuriate in this place and then crap on it all the time, if the right would walk away from the people who despise them, professional sports leagues would have to close their doors within a year or two. They wouldn't do that. They would make massive adjustments. PR agents, the teams themselves, everybody would tell the players, hey, man, shut up about politics. Hey, Pop, shut up about Christopher Columbus Day. Last time you did that, attendance cut in half at the games. Hey, Pop, you're costing us money. Shut your mouth and go coach basketball. But they don't ever tell Popovich that. You know why? Because you're still watching. They don't have to. They don't have to. All right, enough. Let's give a moment of hope here. And here's my moment of hope. My moment of hope is that you will get a good night's sleep tonight. Look, you think I'm kidding? Man, little things make a big difference. A good night's sleep can change your outlook on life. Get some freaking Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow while they're 60% off. 60. That's the lowest price ever. You can get a set of the greatest sheets on the planet for $39.99, as low as $39.99 right now. Go get a couple sets. That way you always have a set when one's in the wash. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. That's what gets you the discount. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Let's check in real quick on the FBI and what they're planning on for the election.
The election process itself is as safe as it's ever been, and even more so with all of the different protections we have in place around the ballots themselves, around the ballot counting equipment, around the voter registration databases.
He says a lengthy review has determined that the 2020 election was the most secure in the nation's history.
Like for 2020, we knew specifically the incidents that happened on a county by county level because there were so few of them. I could count them on one hand.
Special Agent Chan says federal agencies have their eye on misinformation and election lies that often spread through social media. He says federal law enforcement agencies are sharing data with those social media platforms with the aim of combating election misinformation with the truth.
People are trying to dispel the disinformation and misinformation that is going on, that there are things that are happening to the election. We don't see any credible threats at this point. That's not to say we're not monitoring them, because we are.
The FBI, actually the system itself, confirms constantly what we all fear to be true. You see, I remember election night, and I remember waking up very confused, but not convinced something had happened. I didn't know. I thought maybe, but I didn't know. I didn't know until they came out and told me it was the safest election ever. That's when I knew. I didn't know Ashley Biden's diary was real until the FBI kicked in a journalist for having it. That's when I knew. Now, enough ugliness. Is New York going to have a Republican governor? Please don't get my hopes up, but they're up. Hang on, I'll explain in just a second.
This morning with the sundown shining in.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, only 30 minutes away from a Medal of Honor Monday. Let's talk about something good real quick here. Well, I mean, look, we could talk about the three people killed in the New York City transit system in just 10 days.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
Let's talk about something different, though. Now, granted, it involves shooting and gang activity, but I still think it's something good in the end. Just stay with me. The headline is this. Chilling new details revealed in the shooting outside of Lee Zeldin's home. Lee Zeldin, I would hope you know, but Lee Zeldin is the Republican candidate for governor in New York. I'm not trying to get your or my hopes up, but I will say something. The crime crisis has a genuine chance of turning some blue places red. Now, is that going to happen in New York, the bluest of the blue? I don't know. I've seen polls that have Lee Zeldin within 2, and I've seen polls that have Lee Zeldin down like 15, which would sound more like the norm for New York. But I will say this. Let's deal with reality here. Let's take the communists, and then let's take us, the right. Let's deal with the right first. The right, we have our group of hardcores. That's going to be, you and me. We're hardcores. Admit what you are. Admit what I am. Now, there are advantages and disadvantages to being a hardcore. You, in general, you can find yourself more stressed out than the guy across the street. Why? Because you know about all the disaster lingering out there. You're well aware of all of it. You know the issues. You know the disaster. You know what's coming. He doesn't. That moron, did you see my favorite picture last night? He doesn't. Okay, so that's the right space, the hardcores. And then, not talking about you anymore, you have, we'll call them the normie right. The normie right. Who's that? That's your neighbor I was just talking about. Those are my neighbors. All my neighbors, all friends of mine, hang out all the time. We always go do this event or that event. Got a big Halloween party coming up as a neighborhood. All this fun stuff we do. Agree with you on all the issues. Agree with me on all the issues. Ask them, hey, are you still supporting professional sports? They will watch every professional sports game religiously. Why? Are they bad people? No, they're normies. They don't really know about the flag stuff. Well, they're not that cultural Marxism. What? We're not in a war for the soul. Jesse, oh, quit being a conspiracy. You know people like that. That's your neighbor, your brother, your cousin. You know people like that. Now let's deal with the communist side of this whole thing. The communists actually had the same thing. Remember, the vast majority of American communists have no idea that's what they are. They don't know that we were infiltrated by the Soviets and then eventually infiltrated by the Chinese. And what they are, they're all practicing communists. They're just cultural Marxists, whether it be climate change or LGBTQ. They're just cultural Marxists, but they don't know that they're communists. The vast majority are that way. You can call them well-meaning or not well-meaning, but they don't know that's what they are. However, they have their hardcores too. They have their hardcores. Oh, you know what? That'd be a good time to bring up Yuri Chris when he's like, what's he call him? You know what? Just play Yuri Chris and we'll go from there.
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in 4 basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least 3 generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans.
Done by Americans to Americans. Most, the vast majority of America's communists have no idea they're communists. Not communists. No, I'm an LGBTQ activist, Jesse. No, I'm a feminist. No, I'm a civil rights leader. What, communism? What? They don't know. However, just like the right, they have their hardcores too. They have their hardcores, and they are full-blown communists. Most of them were actually in Obama's administration. Remember, Obama had Chairman Mao to Christmas decorations on the Christmas tree and stuff like that. There are plenty of true believers who know exactly that's what they are, and they'll tell you that's what they are. Now, what's this have to do with New York and New York having a Republican governor, and what are the chances of that? Believe me when I tell you, I'm not sitting here telling you Lee Zeldin's going to be the next governor of New York, and I'm certainly not going to make any ridiculous mustache bets because of it. But I am telling you this. The non-hardcore communists, the true believers are going to go that way no matter what, but the non-hardcore communists, they don't want to live where their neighborhood gets shot up by Bloods gang members either. They don't. Now, they're stupid. They are. They're very, very stupid. They suffer from all this white liberal guilt and stuff like that, and they're embarrassing human beings, but they also don't want to see their kids shot. Now, they may want to see their kids have a double mastectomy at the age of 15 because their daughter thinks she's a boy, but they don't want her to die. When crime gets to the point that it's everywhere, that people are looking over their shoulder all the time, you're getting to a point that people might end up reacting. No, New York's not going to go red, all right? No, but maybe for one election, it might. Maybe. Shootings in front of Lee Zeldin's home, it's crazy. All right. We still have Medal of Honor Monday coming up 15 minutes from now. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And let me tell you what, New York, you better go red.
We have a brand.
Because you do have a brand. And the brand is Kathy Hochul appointing another bail reform lady as one of her top legal aides. Enjoying all those killings? Because that's your brand now.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
All right. Now, have you bought your Eden Pure Thunderstorms yet? Do you know why they call it a thunderstorm? I thought it was just a cool name, to be honest with you. I thought about changing my name, my middle name, to Thunderstorm, but I decided not to. But they actually called it for a reason. We ever walked outside after it rains and it just smells so clean outside, so good? That's because thunderstorms are nature's way of cleaning the air. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm does that inside of your home. Don't take my word for it. I want you to go try one. Well, actually, I want you to buy a 3-pack. I have 6 of them by this point. Plug it in your room and leave for an hour and come back in. And if I'm lying, I want you to write me an email and say, Jesse, you're a dirty liar. I've never had a negative email about them once. I get emails every day thanking me for them. They sell 3-packs for my listeners. This is a little black box. The 3-packs are $200 off. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. And the code is Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse3 gets you a 3-pack for under $200. Free shipping in the works. Go enjoy an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Now, we have to have a serious talk about America's consumerism, spending habits. And I bring this up because I'm looking at an article here by somebody who makes $350,000 a year. 350 G's a year and broke. Can't make ends meet. Chris asked how. Oh, don't worry, Chris. I'm going to explain how in just a moment. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I sing that song to myself sometimes, Chris. As the Oracle, I sing, and a famous author, I sing that song to myself a lot. Don't forget, you can listen to any part of the show that you missed. I know I personally like to listen to my show over and over and over again. What, Chris? On iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. That's where you go for the podcast. Jesse, heard you on Clay and Buck today. You almost redeemed yourself. He's talking about Friday. About 2 months after Rush died, I emailed him predicting the same thing about Biden resigning after the midterms. One thing I disagree with you about is that it will happen before the end of the year. My reasoning that I mentioned to Rush is that it will be 2 years and one day after he was sworn in, with Harris hoping to have 10 years in office. What are your thoughts on this happening? It's not a stupid thought. Now, let me explain. If Joe Biden resigns too early, then Dome doesn't have a shot at being a 2.5-term president, because there are time limits on that. But if Joe Biden waits into the new year to resign, then Dome can go in there and do that. The reason I disagree with you on this is this. They don't want Dome. Well, hold on. You know what? You understand what I mean. They don't want Dome. How do I know that? It's one of those things that flew under the radar. People don't remember it. People don't talk about it. But it was a gigantic deal. Joe Biden went overseas, had one of his overseas trips. Gavin Newsom, the wildly ambitious governor of California, and you'd probably say front runner if Joe Biden leaves to be the nominee, while Joe Biden was gone, flew back to meet with White House staff. That's your wife's personal trainer coming over for a visit at the house as soon as you take off across the country on a business trip. That, for a variety of reasons, what Newsom did is simply not done. That is not done unless you know Joe is almost gone, one, and you know the new guy coming in is probably going to be the guy. You know who didn't get invited to the White House when Joe left? Dome. And look, remember, we only have Dome, well, one, because she was very committed to starting a political career early on, but we only have her as vice president because Joe Biden can't control his mouth. Otherwise, it would have been someone else. Remember, they wanted Amy Klobuchar, who would have been better, more of kind of like a middle of the road. What, Chris? I know she's weird, okay? Kind of hot, by the way. In her own way. Okay, anyway. They wanted Amy Klobuchar, but Joe, his brain is such scrambled eggs at this point in time, he can't control the words that come out of his mouth. So he stood up and someone asked him about vice president. And just because this is Democrat politics now, you have to virtue signal at all times. Hey, I'm going to get a woman, a black woman. Well, okay, well, there aren't that many of those in politics. That basically left Joe with Dome. Or Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams was still contesting the election in Georgia, so that didn't work. So they went with Dome. They don't want Dome. And if she'd gotten in there and conducted herself at all in a way that made her likable, remember, she's a vice president. She doesn't have any responsibility whatsoever. So as vice president, it's actually the greatest job in the country. You have no responsibilities, all this luxury travel, full security all the time, family wants for nothing, and you're on the fast track to become president. It's the greatest job ever. All you have to do is don't go be a turd, all right? Just avoid turdness and you'll be fine. But she can't help it. She's a natural turd. She's simply one of the least likable human beings I've ever seen in my life, especially for a woman of 57. You know why older women are so much better dimes than younger women? Like, women stress because they hit 45. Ladies, you're so much hotter at 45 than you were at 20. Oh, so what? You got a couple extra lines on your face. Those, one, can be hot. Two, you are so much less annoying than you were at 20. A 57-year-old woman knows who she is, or should, right? Knows who she is, confident in herself. You've lived, you put some years under there. Dome sounds like an unsure 13-year-old girl. And if you're a 13-year-old girl listening to the sound of my voice right now, just know, it doesn't last forever. All the insecurities and stuff. I've got teenage sons. Boys go through it too. Insecure. I'm too skinny. I'm too that. That doesn't last forever. Eventually, you'll be an adult and you'll be confident with who you are. When you're 57, you dang sure will be. Unless you're Kamala Harris, and then you can't. It's very weird. Either way, that's a long way of saying they don't want her. They want someone else. That's why I don't put any credence in your theory whatsoever. Oh, by the way, did you hear I got my TV? You know, I have a TV show every single night on the first, 9 p.m. Eastern. You know, I got us in trouble again. I keep getting the whole network kicked off of YouTube. I interviewed Dr. Peter McCullough. This is a little loud, but probably something you should really listen to. Here's one of the foremost cardiologists in the United States of America.
You're in charge of our make-believe COVID tribunal.
Who were the actors that you would haul in? Who were the worst?
You know, in our book, Courage to Face COVID-19, we outline what we term the biopharmaceutical complex. The biopharmaceutical complex is basically a syndicate. And at the very top, we believe it's the World Economic Forum, the Gates Foundation, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation, founded by Gates and the WEF, World Health Organization, Wellcome Trust, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Chinese Communist Party, Gavi, the EcoHealth Alliance, CDC, NIH, and FDA. And then the suppliers are the vaccine manufacturers. This is the biopharmaceutical complex. They are working as basically a syndicate. And when they declare emergency medical emergencies, they're using that as a mechanism for pre-purchase of products and then draining treasuries dry. It's thrown us into this inflationary spiral. This is a crime on a worldwide, global magnitude. Billions of dollars are involved in this crime. And sadly, millions and millions of lives have been lost. Tens, if not hundreds of millions of people have been unnecessarily hospitalized. And it's not just me. It should be a giant panel.
Ouch, right? Little daunting when you find out who's in charge of you. Yeah, and now we have all these teenagers with heart problems. Twitter's even censoring. Social media is even censoring the Surgeon General of Florida, who came out and said, teenage boys should not get this at all. His heart attack. Oh, gosh. You know what's good for your heart? Shrimp. It's not only, what, Chris? It's not only delicious, it's good for your heart. And let me tell you, given my lack of faith now, and the medical institutions of this country, I'm trying to do better. Got up, did cardio today. Trying to do better. Making sure I don't need to see the doctor. That seems to be the best healthcare plan out there. Biloxi Shrimp Company, you know they sell you actually shrimp that's from American shrimpers pulled out of the Mississippi Gulf. Antioxidants, omega-3s, it's healthy for you. And 95% of the shrimp you've been eating comes from overseas, countries that hate us. American shrimp, American jobs, and it's better. I get emails every day thanking me for shrimp. I do. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off. They'll deliver it to your front door, the best shrimp you've ever eaten. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. It's Medal of Honor Monday time. And then I'll get to that person who can't pay their bills. Hang on. Just a baby. My mama told me, son.
This is an iHeart podcast.